years passed. After much thought, Moshe, now 20 years old, came to a crucial decision.
The time has come for me to meet my people, the people of Israel.
And so Moshe headed off to the construction site. What he saw shocked and saddened him.
Isn't it wonderful? Not very efficient, but it's worth it. Just to see a Jew sweat.
Moshe, his heart breaking for his oppressed people, got down into the slave pits himself to share their burdens, heal their wounds, and when needed, give the abandoned bodies of perished Jews a decent burial.
Get over here, Jew. You look like you need a...
Ouch!
Break. Get it? Break.
My arm is broken.
All right. Now that you've had your break, it's time to get back to work!
Moshe could see with his Ruach HaKodesh, his godly vision, that nothing good would ever come from this wicked Egyptian or his descendants. He pronounced the holy and secret 42-letter name of God, and the evil taskmaster died instantly. Moshe quickly buried the Egyptian, but that was not the end of the incident. The very next day...
You despicable mound of dirty laundry!
What's all that yelling?
You no good scoundrel!
I've had enough!
It's two Jews. I can't believe it. That's Datan, who I saved from the Egyptian.
Hey, stop that, you two.
You stay out of this, Mr. High and Mighty.
You're not our judge. You can't boss us around.
Go back to your fancy palace, where you belong.
Wicked man, why do you strike a fellow Jew?
What are you gonna do about it? Kill me? Like you killed an Egyptian? That's right! Your little secret is out, and it won't be long before everyone knows, including Pharaoh!